in our minds, under our breath, or out loud, we're going to start cussing a blue streak. What is around us forms us and shapes us. It makes us who we are. However, this book, these 66 books, these are what are supposed to shape us. Hanging around other Christian folk is what is supposed to shape us. Even as adults, we are still getting formed and shaped. Folks, we are wooed every day of our life. We don't know that half the things that the news media says are true. We don't. We really don't. I learned that whenever I was I don't know what a part-time pastor is, but my legal title was a student local pastor. Up in Liberty, a 1,500-member church. I was associate pastor. And I'll never forget whenever Channel 4 News showed up at the door and the senior pastor and I were walking outside and they said, "So what's this about you supporting your youth minister who's had statutory sodomy with a 14-year-old girl?" And we're like, "We have no clue what you're talking about." But they already said in public that we have known what's going on. And it was news to us. Right? You see, we don't understand until we've been involved in something like that. We don't realize how much the news media shapes us and our opinions. And just leaving something out of the news and including other things shapes us as well. We have got to be careful in what shapes us, folks. We have got to be careful with what shapes our children. We have got to be careful because God did not want it to be that way. God wanted you to shape each other. God wanted God and God's Word to shape us, not all these other things that bring a negative presence into our lives. So think about the amount of time we spend watching these other things or being around these other things or paying attention to these other things and the amount of time that we spend like here or reading Scripture or praying or in Sunday school or in our youth group. See, this book is meant to positively shape our lives and our values, who we are and our understanding of ourself and God. We should know these words. It should be a part of our everyday lives. Listen again to the Apostle Paul, what he tells Timothy, his student in ministry. Listen to this. "But as for you, Timothy, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for what?" For what? For what? "And for? So that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work." All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. I want to lift up another Scripture this morning. I think it's a powerful Scripture, and I want you to mark it in your Bibles. Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 9. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." Hey, folks, what did we learn from our kids' corner this morning? What is the primary message in the Scripture? Love, that's right. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." All of Scripture is wrapped around those words. What is the next thing that is said? "Keep these words that I am commanding you today," where? "In your heart," right? Now listen. Listen what they, how they, this is how you keep them in your heart. Listen to this. "Recite them to your children." When is the last time we recited this to our children? When is the last time we recited this to our grandchildren, or maybe for some of you, great-grandchildren? "Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home. How often do you talk about this when you're at home?